Good morning. It's Morning Edition from Monday. I'm Kathy Worzer. Minnesota's new cast of lawmakers are back at the state capitol for the second week of the 2019 legislative session. And now that the ceremonies are over, the real work begins. One of our political reporters, Brianna Bierschbach, is here to give us a preview of the week ahead. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good, good. Thanks for being here. Well, you know, opening week, a lot of celebrations and formalities, a little bit of fun thrown in, kind of that first day of school kind of feel to it.
Definitely.
But now the committees are getting in, starting up here. And usually there are a lot of overview hearings. Mm-hmm. So is that what's going on this week?
A little bit of that, but also some of them are hitting the ground running. In the House, a new Energy, Environment, and Climate Change Committee is going to have some experts from the University of Minnesota come in to talk about climate change's impact on the geography of Minnesota and its economy. Now, the chair of that committee, Jean Wagenius, is saying that this is substantial. Minnesota hasn't had a discussion about climate change in committees since about 2007, so she's pretty excited about that.
Interesting that there is a committee.
This is also
focused on this.
Yeah, first time climate change or climate has ever been in the title of a committee as well.
Any other bills coming up for consideration? Any early bills at this point?
Not yet. It's a lot of overviews, like
sure.
You said. Members are getting their feet on the ground. They're getting introduced to even some of the issues that they're going to be tackling for the first
sure.
time.
Taxes, education, funding, that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Partial federal government shutdown is stretching on. It's now the longest in U.S. history. I'm wondering, are state lawmakers going to have to address this at some point if it keeps going on?
Potentially, and they're going to be talking about that this week as well. Minnesota Management and Budget Commissioner Myron Fans is going to be in the House Ways and Means Committee this week to talk about what this means for Minnesota. Some things he could talk about are the fact that Minnesota's writing checks for federal programs that they're not quite sure if and when they'll ever be reimbursed for it. So that could blow, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of a hole in the state budget. So there's some concerns about that. Also, the legislative leaders and Governor Tim Walz are going to be doing a briefing today. So I would expect that could come up as well.
As to any bills up for consideration this week, it is kind of early. But, you know, the first bills of the session have been introduced. Have you managed to wend your way through some of those first bill introductions? Anything interesting there?
Yeah, there's like about 100 or so in each chamber, which they're usually symbolic. The House did things you'd expect. Minnesota Care buy-in, universal background checks for guns, early education. But they also did some other things that I wasn't expecting. Wage theft, price gouging for prescription drugs. Those are some of the things I'm going to be looking at. Republicans in the Senate, mental health issues and funding and on the mental health side of programs. Also, the ongoing child care crisis, costs and regulations. But I think we're also going to hear a lot about the issue of distracted driving this session based on the first bills. The Republicans in the Senate are actually having a press conference this morning to talk about a bill that would ban using your cell phone while you're driving, looking and texting or anything like that. But there's also a couple bills that take it from a different angle. One would require a distracted driving element in driver's ed classes, and another one would just step up the penalties if you're caught doing it.
It was interesting to listen to the Minnesota Chamber event last week where Senator Gazelka and Speaker Hortman said that they were pretty confident that some hands-free cell phone bill might pass this session.
Yeah, that was surprising, especially what happened last session. It kind of floundered at the end of the year, even though there was a lot of bipartisan support for it. So I think that they're suggesting it has a path forward this year.
I see lawmakers attended mandatory sexual harassment training last week. How did that go?
You know, Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman said it went really well. It was a great conversation. This is the second time they've had to do it. They did it last year as well. And if legislators didn't attend, they could receive some kind of punishment. She said everyone was there, but we can expect to hear this be more of a conversation this session. There was a community survey in the House recently that showed 1 in 5 legislators and staffers felt they had been sexually harassed at some point themselves. So this is something, the culture at the Capitol, as well as the culture in workplaces beyond the Capitol, is definitely going to be a part of the conversation.
I wonder if that legislation dealing with sexual harassment law change, whether that bubbles up again this session.
It's already in the first 10 bills, so that will come up. But the question is, does it run into the same problems as before? In the Senate, it ran into troubles because the Senate majority didn't support it, and there's concerns that the Senate Democrats might not support it as well. So I think it could run into some of the same troubles, but the House Democrats are going to make it an issue.
So many new faces at the Capitol this session. It's kind of fun to see. I bet they think that it's like they're drinking out of a fire hose with everything to know about.
Yeah, you have to learn all these new issues, and you have to figure out where the bathrooms are at the same time. So they're learning a lot this week.
I hope you have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
That's our reporter, Brianna Bierschbach.